Morning, everyone. I'm going to tell you a little story about Kenya and first responders, what's going on over there. A couple weeks ago, our team heard of a village that was in dire straits, no food, and 90 kilometers away. So they went out, they bought a bunch of beans, rice, and went out there. And they were devastated. There is a famine going on in the Turkana region of Kenya, where we work, and it is horrific. I've been there a few years back when we did the same thing, where we bought food, tons of food, and we delivered it to villages. And I'm going to tell you, being on that front line as a first responder is a tough gig. I came back and I remember people asked me, how was your trip? And unable to talk about it for months because I was that disturbed. So I want you to pray for our team as they go through this. There's a young guy from Alaska that's with them. He's 19, almost 20 years old, and I don't know how this is going to affect him. Because unless you've been there, you really, I'm not putting anybody down, but to grip what this is like is crazy. If you want to see a couple pictures that'll blow your mind, ask me. So our team went through that to the first village and then realized that there's a bigger need. It's a much greater thing. We actually made the local radio news that Drill for Life saves lives. Then the government came through. They dropped off 300 bags of maize, which is basically a white, very coarse corn. But they didn't have a smaller truck to deliver out to villages, so our guys jumped into action there. And they've been doing this now for almost 2 weeks. We've even hired two other trucks to help us do this. Our four-wheel drive big truck is in high demand. But the money that we raise to last our year to go through drilling wells, upkeep of equipment, paying staff, and stuff like that is running so low. We don't even have fuel to take our truck out. So we're asking for people to partner with us. We'd love to take your pledges. Our funds are drained. We've had trouble on the last couple of boreholes that we've drilled. We're trying to get our new rig set up, which is in place now. It's actually running very well. Government of Kenya has set aside 4 million bags of maize for the country through the Strategic Food Reserve. 7,000 bags are going to Turkana, and a bag is 200 pounds. Okay, so it's not just a little bag. This is a big deal. And our team would actually like to be able to purchase beans, which is protein, to go along with that, with some cooking oil, salt, and stuff like that. A typical load, our first load that went out was 900 kilograms of maize, 225 kilograms of beans, 20 kilograms of salt, 40 liters of cooking oil, and soap, just so they can wash their hands. Pastor Jack, who I've worked with for probably 10 years, up in the village of Pelikesh, where one of our first wells was drilled, has been using his own meager funds to buy food and deliver them on a motorbike, going door to door for the most needy. He sent us a message that two had died one day and there was so many more in jeopardy. But people are welcoming the word of the Lord. It's kind of an amazing thing. Wilson had a short meeting with a village more than 30 people gave their lives to Christ right there. Larry has been asked to speak in a Catholic church, if you can get that one, about Christ and Christ's provision. If we look in the Bible in Luke 10, verses 25 to 37, you're going to see the parable of the Good Samaritan. And we can learn some things from reading that about when we should help. There's kind of like 3 points. We are obligated to assist a person in need when he or she has a legitimate need, not of his or her own making. 2, he or she cannot help themselves. Or 3, we have the ability to meet the need. The final sentence in that chapter is go and do likewise. And I'm sure many of us have read that time and time again. I'm asking you to suck that down in your heart. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul searches for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come to you in awe. You are the God of the universe. Lord, everything is under your control. And you call us. You call us, each one of us, to be a missionary, whether it's to the person sitting next to us, the person around the corner, or the person halfway around the world. Lord, as we consider your mercy, help us to remember how fortunate we are. Give us a heart to share our abundance with those in need. I'm appealing to you today to help, and this is a timely need. So please talk to me if you're in any way able to help. Thank you so much.